Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Entine. I am speaking to you about an action-packed week, starting Monday, the 25th of April, and ending on Sunday, the 1st day of May, which some will celebrate as Beltane or Colin Mai in Wales. We do have a lot, and I will tell you right off the bat that there is a podcast on the blog page that is 21 minutes on the new moon in Taurus solar eclipse, which is one of the major events of the week ahead, coming on Saturday the 30th at 4:28 p.m. So you can learn everything I think about it. If you listen to the podcast, and it could be very instructive and helpful for you individually and how you're looking at the world, but, you know, for you individually, the best possible thing to do would be to know how it's affecting your chart, all the planets and where it's falling. So on Monday, we get a moon in Pisces, 6:15 a.m., and we have a very good daytime in the Eastern time zone. Moon in Pisces, sextile Sun in Taurus till 4:09 p.m. And then we have a short period of discord and potential irritation when a moon in Pisces joins Mars in Pisces, 8:51 p.m. That can be less obvious and much more of a passive-aggressive experience, or, you know, just stuffing it. But it's never really wonderful when the moon is in conjunction, which is what it is on Monday the 25th, or a square or an opposition to Mars, because it's our feelings and it's our emotional angers and stuff not working well together. But the moon will go on to sextile Uranus and Taurus, and that's the rest of that Monday evening and until 7:39 a.m. on Tuesday morning, which gives us a beautiful day. And I mean that literally, that word beautiful, because the moon is conjunction Venus in Pisces from that 7:39 a.m. sextile to 12:50 a.m. on Wednesday morning, when that conjunction is complete. Well, it could be very romantic. It's hard to even imagine it not being, or artistic, musical, you know, flowing day. And so if you want to spend some time getting a good feeling with other people, this would be a good way to do it that day. And also, because while this energy is moving toward completion, we have Mercury going sextile Jupiter in Pisces, Mercury in Taurus. So it's very filled with positive and productive if you are in the realm of spirituality or arts, or if you're wanting to take a nice cruise on a nice little canoe or big ship, depending on what you're doing. This is a great time to be involved in seeing beautiful water areas. Head to the beach, head to the waterfalls, the lakes, and enjoy. That's really a good thing to do. So you've got a couple of daytimes, Monday and Tuesday, where things are very lovely. And then the moon's joining Neptune is going to take place at 2:02 a.m. on Wednesday. So for a lot of the East Coast, we'll already be sleeping, which is a very appropriate thing to do with the Moon-Neptune conjunction in Pisces, dreaming and sleeping. A little bit of West Coast, if you're up at, you know, 11 in the evening, you'll get that. So just be aware that there could be some deception afoot, or, you know, maybe go to bed early. So the moon will join Jupiter at 7:07 a.m. on Wednesday the 27th, and that is very optimistic. You may be overdoing it a little bit, but you may have had some really wonderful dream messages coming in, and hopefully you're remembering them. The moon goes quickly into practical mode, sextile Mercury in Taurus, 7:35 a.m. It's time to get some things done. But you're carrying all this psychic energy with you into the mundane, which is what Taurus is about, and also into the sextile to Pluto in Capricorn, 9:36 a.m., which is when you might find your way to approach an authority and get the result you desire. Anytime up until 9:36 a.m., Eastern time, then we have a void, of course, Pisces moon until 12:10 p.m. That's a little drifty, yeah. But, you know, sometimes it's good to drift and have nothing particularly intense come of it, right? So moon in Aries, fiery, at 12:10 p.m. And this is going up on a long voyage, this Aries, to get to its first aspect, which is going to be a sextile to Saturn, which is going to take place on Friday morning at 9:16 a.m. Eastern. So you've got a lot of time to push a little bit on the what does my future look like, how can we get things handled here, because we're in the moon's fourth quarter phase as we begin the week and until we get to the new moon. So moon in Aries is about new things, but we're looking at them. And we're looking at them with Saturn. So Saturn is giving us some kind of good information and practical ways of looking at what we want to do. So we're in that releasing phase. So we may be releasing some things in favor of other things, which we can begin after the new moon eclipse. We will just mention that briefly, because again, you have a whole podcast on that. So the moon is in great shape from 12 p.m. Wednesday until Friday morning when it sextiles Saturn at 9:16 a.m. again. And there are some planetary things that take place during that. Venus in Pisces joins Neptune in Pisces at 3:12 p.m. on Wednesday. So Wednesday is going to be a day of really rose-colored glasses, is what we used to call it in my childhood. I remember that phrase. When you're seeing things in a way that are, you know, maybe a little bit better than they actually are. Not wanting to see the negative, you know. This is also when the wounded birds of the world can be tremendously appealing. So be careful, a little careful. But once again, if you are involved with arts, any kind of arts, and also dancing or music or spiritual work, you're going to have a very powerful, possibly blissful experience if you're involved while this is coming in. Practicality will reassert itself after this because Mercury in Taurus is going to trine Pluto in Capricorn for the rest of this day. You'll be feeling that more grounded, what we do actually, until 8:05 a.m. on the 28th. And the 28th has only got that aspect of the moon coming in Friday morning that I mentioned twice. But what we also have coming in Friday morning, and it is something to note even at the beginning of the week, is that Pluto has stationed, and it is the first planet that will go retrograde on Friday at 2:38 p.m. Eastern. What is the house in your chart that has Scorpio on the cusp? This is where you begin to go back and backtrack, seeing what you need to see. Pluto is going internal. And so it is reviewing, and in a very in-depth way, the affairs of the house that has Scorpio on the cusp, but also where it is transiting in Capricorn in your chart. It may be a connection between those two houses, because Pluto's been in Capricorn since 2008, and it continues. Now, as it goes backwards, it only goes back to, I think it's 23 degrees. That doesn't move very fast, even going direct, so it doesn't move very fast retrograde. And so you are looking at, if you have had this passage as a difficult time, you were probably dealing with planets in the other cardinal signs, or even Capricorn, but that would be Aries, Libra, Cancer, being between 23 and 27 degrees of the signs. So this is where you get your either conjunction or your opposition or your squares, which are the stressors, with, you know, Pluto in Capricorn. And those are the degrees. But if you are in another mode where maybe you got a sextil to a Scorpio planet, or, you know, a trine to a planet in Taurus, things like that, well, you're reviewing some of that good luck and seeing how it's affecting and what is really down there. You know, what are the real motives and activities that are going on, so that when Pluto goes direct, you can act on that understanding. But when Pluto is retrograde, it is a good time to use the transformational aspect of Pluto in terms of renovation, you know, and deep level change if it's needed, you know. And so sometimes a Pluto in retrograde, if you've already begun a project or you already know what you want to do, can be of help with that type of, you know, look at this deeply and see what I must, you know, transform or actually get rid of as well, could be. But on that morning and into the evening, early evening Eastern time, the moon in Aries is going to square Pluto retrograde. So we can be feeling frustrated on Friday. That will pass, but it can feel like I can't get it to happen. And you have to always be careful with moon in Aries squaring Pluto in Capricorn. Don't do anything that you can have serious repercussions from, because even with Pluto retrograde, the repercussion can be intense. All right, so moon in Aries, if you're feeling impatient and angry, just try to breathe and relax. Don't get into it. Also on Friday, after this, with the void of course moon in Aries feeling a bit better as it goes rushing off to dinner, Mercury is going to leave that slower kind of mind in Taurus, and it's going into the sign of its rulership, which is Gemini. And that happens at 6:23 p.m., so we can expect a lot more activity in communications, in looking for information, short journeys here and there. But we also have to know that we are in the approach now, we'll talk about it next week again, of the retrograde of Mercury. You need to know it's going to retrograde May 10th, and be retrograde until June 3rd. So this is a time where Mercury going into Gemini can be helpful for you to get things to happen before it slows down too much, if it's necessary. You know, we also have great things we can do during retrograde Mercury, but just be aware that this is kind of like a warning signal from your astrologer that Friday the 29th is going to be when Mercury goes into a sign where it's very strong. So very helpful for all those communications, writing, studying, information gathering, again, short journeys. Moon enters Taurus at 8:19 p.m. on Friday evening, Eastern Time, and it goes immediately to connect to the Sun in Taurus, but it doesn't get there till 4:28 p.m. on Saturday, Eastern Daylight Time. Now, first thing you need to know is that was a dark moon also on Friday, meaning that you are going to see, if you see the barest sliver, that is amazing, but the closer we get to the Saturday conjunction, you will not have a moon. Then you won't have a lot of moonlight, even the week before this happens, but that night of Friday. Saturday, having the new moon in Taurus, we may be feeling low energy. And in Taurus, the desire to stay put, you know, that's one thing that Taurus is known for. Let me just sit here. I don't want to change. I don't want to have to go. I don't want to. But Taurus is also a sign, interestingly enough, that is the theory of energy, that a body in motion tends to stay in motion, and a body at rest tends to stay at rest. Because you will all know, or maybe be, a Taurus that starts going and doesn't stop until it drops. I had an ex-mother-in-law that was like that. It was phenomenal to observe. But when she stopped, it was like, donk. She might stop at the dinner table after dessert, you know. But before that, like, whoa, get out of her way, you know. So here you have the eclipse energy coming in. We will not see it, even though it happens during the daylight hours where an eclipse can be seen. You know that I love that we can't see the shadow. And you know why, if you've been listening for a while. But because the most intense stuff happens, and we have had already seen an intense shadow go diagonally across our country in 2017. And you have been living, if you're in the United States at least, with the effects of that division, the increasing division of our country. So don't think this doesn't affect. It does. And so you can hear a lot about this. Could be, again, very helpful for you to know about this, even though the shadow is not directly over us and will be seen on the southern tip of South America and the waters between South America and Antarctica. Antarctica coastline getting some of this. So you can expect to hear news about that area of the world. And again, 6 months is the orb of influence. So it's affecting a lot of people who are in the news now, as I noted in the class I did for Asheville Friends of Astrology, which I don't have the link for, unfortunately. But you'll get a lot of this information in the podcast if you listen to that. After this, we have a good day Saturday. Venus joins Jupiter in Pisces at 5:14 p.m. Just be careful about overspending or overindulging or overdoing. But other than that, you know, again, romance can be pretty wow, especially because the moon in Taurus is sextile Mars in Pisces. And that's until 7:23 in the evening. So very good for relationship energies. Very good, again, for being in nature. You may need some grounding because, you know, there is actually, no matter where you are on the planet, more so under the shadow, a change in the electromagnetic field with an eclipse. So you may get your sense of, you know, reality grounding a little bit if you go into nature on Saturday. Highly recommend, if you can, that you do. After 7:23 p.m. Eastern, the moon joins Uranus in Taurus. Who knows? Like, literally. With Uranus, there's the wild card. Something's going to change. Something could also be very exciting. something could be discovered, something could be difficult. And that's the moon joining Uranus until 12:24 a.m. on Sunday. Sunday the 1st of May. We have, unfortunately, got a moon in Taurus going square Saturn in Aquarius until 7:33 p.m. Sunday the 1st day of May, where people would want to be doing, some people, Beltane festivities. Some will do it Saturday, because the eve before is the really power point with this particular holiday. You will have the mystical and that type of energy come in at 8:04 p.m. with the moon sextil to Neptune, and then after that, with the moon going sextil to Jupiter until 3:19 a.m. on Monday the 2nd. So you want to have a bonfire, which is very Beltane. Beltane is your, well, in the old agricultural calendar, this is the first day of summer. And also you might find that this is later, if you are following the actual 15 degrees of the fixed signs for your cross quarter, you will not reach that until, I just looked it up the other day and now I can't remember. Of course, you'll have the 15th degree coming in between the 5th and 6th of May. So, you know, you're in the zone. You can still look at Thursday the 5th, which is also Cinco de Mayo, or Friday the 6th as your festive time for Beltane. But this was a time where we were seeing all the flowers. We have a goddess associated in Wales, Blodeuwedd, who is created from flowers, and there's a whole myth surrounding that, of course. And so we are looking at the desire to empower. You know, we've had our first quarter solar phase. Now we're looking at the putting in a lot of fertilizer to our goals and hopes and wishes. So whatever that may look like, and also with the Pluto retrograde, you may be digging down and finding different routes to, you know, deal with. But this is the Beltane festival. It's joyous. It's a celebration. And it's romantic. So that's what I will say to you about that day if you're interested in knowing. So the Sunday after the Saturn square at 7:33 p.m. is a very, very nice evening indeed. So that's your week, and it's, again, power-packed, and we kick off next week with Venus changing signs and entering Aries. So there is a shift even next week. That'll be the main shift that we talk about. And also in the United States, you have Mother's Day on Sunday the 8th. And so we'll get a forecast for that day for you. And that whole weekend, in case you want to choose a different day to celebrate. And we will remind you and get into the whole idea of Mercury retrograde, because Mercury will station by the end of the week. It's hardly moving. And you'll notice that if you're observing people around you and yourself. So anyway, again, please look at the podcast. Contact me if you need more information. And I'll say goodbye for now.